part of the self-care journey isn't all about the, you know, the amazing way of feeling and joy and happiness. We, you know, sometimes the self-care is about going into those places of inquiry about what is holding me back, or why aren't I able to commit to my self-care daily? And sometimes it can be some old conditioning, like we've talked about. So, you know, when we use these senses that stir up these emotions or feelings, that can be part of recognizing what those things are.
Welcome to the Press Pause podcast with your hosts, Kat and Lauren. I'm Katrina, founder of Optimal Health and Self-Care.
And I'm Lauren, certified health coach and director of Grasses of Life New Zealand.
We're excited to create a space for you to connect, slow down, and be present.
A place that nurtures your internal state of being and promotes self-care practices.
Sharing a wide range of knowledge, we want to encourage you to simply press pause.
If you're struggling with taking the time for you, putting yourself first, feeling stressed, tired, or simply disconnected, this podcast is for you.
Before we get started, we want to provide you with 1 minute to stop, sit down, and simply be. 1 minute just for you.
This is a time to practice bringing your awareness to your body, your breath, and staying with it. So stop what you're doing if possible, and let's take a minute to be present.
Take one more breath and together let's get started.
Hello and welcome everyone to the Press Pause podcast with Lauren and Katrina. It's so fantastic to have you back with us. We are hoping that you are enjoying these podcasts and you're taking that little gold nugget away each time you listen to us and put it in your back pocket. And hopefully it can add some real quality and value to your life and just help you to discover what works for you, because this is such a unique journey, the self-care journey. So we're really enjoying just giving you guys small topics one little bit at a time. And today we've got a very new topic that we sort of discovered as we were chatting the other day, and it's called the five senses. And we want to break down how we use or can use our five senses to really tap into not only our happiness, but our health, our well-being, and how it can really shift our mindset deliberately to help us really achieve, well, multiple things, really. Isn't that right, Katrina?
Yeah, I love this topic. I think this is a really powerful one, because when it comes back to simple self-care and home healing, we can use these five senses, Lauren, to really just help us to do little bits of self-care throughout our day. And, you know, everyone will be using some of these senses for their self-care already. So it might be that you can reflect on, I am doing that. Oh, that's why I feel so good when I do that, because our senses are so powerful. Now, we've got our sight, we've got our hearing, we've got our touch, we've got our taste, and we've got our smell. And, you know, all these senses basically are together send information to our brain to help us understand the world better. But it can bring us so much joy and happiness. And that's why we wanted to include this as part of your self-care practices, because they are simple things that we can do. You know, it can just add extra vibrancy to our lives and allows us to experience things to make our life more fulfilling. So, you know, if you are having a day where you're feeling a little bit flat or down, it's we can use our five senses just to add a bit of lift, whether that's lighting a candle and the smell. The smell might also remind you of something from your childhood, or you might listen to some music that, you know, I quite often will hear a song and it will remind me of when maybe I'm younger. And, you know, it kind of just brings a whole lot of memories. So then we've got all these memories come flooding in. So, you know, they can all interlace with each other, as they can be also used separately as well. But each one is unique in itself. I always think, you know, you look at babies and, you know, when they're discovering that touch, things go in the mouth, doesn't it? And that's how they're discovering and learning, you know, about the world around them, you know, their hands in their mouth, and exploring through, you know, that sense. So it's quite a powerful one. And then as we go into adulthood, we sometimes just forget about these senses, Lauren.
Yeah, it's so easy because we're just on autopilot. They're always there. We're always using them without realizing. And yeah, it's easy to forget how powerful they can be when we use them purposefully and deliberately. Like a very favorite, I think, for everyone is cooking, just that homemade mama meal where it's like, oh, mama's cooking, you know, and it's just the taste, and it just makes you that soul food, and what that does to you inside and how that can really bring relaxation and calmness and just that peace that can kind of, you know, cover you. That's a really quite a simple but, you know, very effective one as well. And I also like to look at photos, you know, when you sort of sit down with the family and you have a laugh and you reminisce on memories or photos, or even looking back at yourself, at your own photos, and see how far you've come as to your own development, and reminisce and reflect what we can do just with our eyes in terms of, yeah, memory and going back with photos or things like that can really just bring such a joy, such a natural joy, peace, laughter. And now that we've got so much ways to record the moments, you know, the things that we can hear, you know, my baby girl's a bit older, but when I listen to her Goo Goo Gaga now, I'm just like, oh, wow. And that may not be literally my type of self-care, but it might do something for her when she's older. Like, we just really don't know. And especially, like you said, the smells. I mean, as soon as the lawn gets mowed, I smell that and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, just that childhood in the backyard running around playing, it just really sort of centers me. Or when I was giving a home birth, I made sure that I had a pine tree, like a pine with me, because the smell of pine brought me back to when I would walk in the forest with my grandfather as a child and I never had a care in the world. So when I smell that pine, I just like, literally just all of a sudden, I don't have a care in the world. And it's just like, woohoo. And I'm able to, your body does release that type of dopamine. And there are chemicals that go on inside the body, like dopamine, that gets released when we use these senses. So don't underestimate what you can create for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. And you know, how we can attach emotions to these senses too. So, you know, they kind of intertwine. And just like you've given examples there, Lauren, is that we can smell or touch or see something, and it can create this really strong emotion of happiness. It might be sometimes a little bit of sadness in that as well. And there's nothing wrong with that, because we want to feel our feelings as well and recognize our senses. But these senses and emotions are so deeply entwined that we can actually feel into something and actually use the senses that way as well. And I love how that is, it can be that instant dopamine hit, you know, and we can use it powerfully to serve us, as opposed to something that, you know, I know a lot of people that do, you know, the retail therapy for that quick dopamine hit. But, you know, that can get out of control, where we can use, you know, simple things like lighting a candle, or like you said, when the lawns are mowed, or we can look at some old memories. I mean, I love looking at my family trips back to Greece and, you know, watching the videos, because I can almost take myself back there, and it's got lots of emotion and feeling good and happiness of being around family and doing all the fun things with, you know, our family over there. So, you know, it is so powerful, and it's a really simple way that if you are struggling with getting self-care practices daily, that, you know, we can just have a picture sitting on your desk Or you can have a screensaver. I love screensavers on my phone. That kind of, you know, you can change and it's like, oh yeah, that's right, that's right, that memory. Or so I think that, you know, it can be really self-soothing, can't it?
Yeah, it definitely. And there is a science to it too. Like, we're not just sort of being airy fairy here. There is a true science behind it. Like, when you use essential oils, they do break through what we call the blood brain barrier. So it goes directly into the brain and it can have that effect. And, you know, if you smell lavender, for example, it can have that instant calming effect. And so essential oils are quite powerful in that fact, that they can do quite incredible things. And I just want to mention again what you said about triggering sadness and how powerful that can be, because sometimes, you know, we don't want to necessarily be sad, but if there is sort of maybe unforgiveness or something that might be holding you back, and then you may see something that does bring up some uncomfortable emotions, that's actually really powerful. And when you feel certain things or you hear a song and you go, oh, maybe I haven't let go of that relationship or something. So if you do listen to a song and it brings up those maybe sad emotions of a relationship you may not have let go of or something like that, not that we want you to feel sad, but that could be a really powerful shift where you can let go of things that you might be holding on to that might be holding you back in life in some way. So invite all the emotions that come in, because I just really like how you said it can also trigger sadness and things like that. And that doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing, but it also shows us, okay, cool, what do I need to move forward from? What do I need to forgive? What do I need closure in? So really invite all these different techniques of what can come up when you use these five senses.
And I love that, because, you know, part of the self-care journey isn't all about the, you know, the amazing way of feeling and joy and happiness. Where, you know, sometimes the self-care is about going into those places of inquiry about what is holding me back, or why aren't I able to commit to my self-care daily? And sometimes it can be some old conditioning like we've talked about. So, you know, when we use these senses that stir up these emotions or feelings, that can be part of recognizing what those things are.
If you're wanting more guidance and support for your individual self-care needs, you can find us on our social media platforms via our websites, Katrina at katrinafavakas.com or Lauren at grassesoflife.co.nz.
And it all just intertwines with each other. You know, it helps reduce, you know, stress, helps reduce pain and overwhelm just by actually using these senses. And so, Lauren, I thought maybe we could just have a bit of chat about, you know, each sense and just things that we do that listeners might be able to go, oh, yeah, like I can recognize that's a really good way. So, you know, for me, for the sense of sight, like, yeah, definitely using pictures like we've talked about, or even colours. Colours are really powerful. They bring a lot of soothing and what you surround yourself with, your environment. You know, I love the colour green, but, you know, then the colour yellow is really bright. I've got some beautiful sunflowers growing in my backyard at the moment, and every time I look at them, oh, I just love it. Like, it seems so silly having a flower, but, you know, it's a real sight. But it's also like, you know, flowers you can use for that sense of smell too. You know, being in nature, just or looking at the trees can be really great too, with, again, the colours in that as well. What sort of things do you do for hearing?
Hearing? Again, music. I'm very just passionate about music. But it can even be sometimes waking up early and catching the birds, you know, catching the little tweet, 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 and hearing that morning, all those morning sounds. And another thing I do for touch is, you know, jump in the ocean or have a hot bubble bath and just feel everything just relax. Loving water, or putting my feet on the grass and just feeling that feeling of really connecting. And I love all the things that we can do with touch. Or when you give someone a hug, just hold them that little bit longer and have a really good hug, you know, and those moments of cuddling or hugging or giving, you know, that exchange with hugging. Again, I love the essential oils and the things you can smell. Definitely nature has its effect when you can look even in a distance. You know, I love to see mountain ranges and not just a tree in front of me, but distance, like long distance types of nature, scenery, distant mountains, distant oceans, and all those things that we don't get to see very often. That really makes me just feel makes me feel small, but there's a contrast. It makes me feel so big because I feel so small. Like, it's really interesting.
Yeah, interesting, eh? Like, one of the other things that I love to do, if, like, you know, if you don't like going to the dentist, which I don't mind going to the dentist, but I'll always go in there and I'll take a crystal in my hand. And so as I'm lying there, I just focus and feel into the crystal. And actually just the sense of holding something can take my mind away of what's, you know, the dentist is doing. So, you know, we can use the sense, we can change our senses. So instead of feeling what's going on, you know, at the dentist, you can actually bring your awareness into, okay, I'm noticing this nice smooth crystal in my hand, and so the sense of touch. So, you know, we can use our senses to our advantages as well. Another thing I love, like, with touch is while you're walking on a bushwalk, is actually touching the trees, like, you know, actually coming into contact with the trees, because you're not only seeing and smelling, but then you're touching. So we can, how can you add the senses in as you're doing something as well? We don't have to be just using one, you know, one sense, and we can combine them together to really get a bigger dopamine hit, and really the effects on the body, the calming, the slowing down of the nervous system, the grounding, all these senses help us to really, I suppose, tune into that in a deeper level, which is for our self-care, is so potent. It's so great.
Yeah, bringing you right into that present moment, you know, just like, oh, here I am, I'm present because I can feel or see or touch or hear. It really helps you to be present and within your power.
Like, you might be at the ocean, and, you know, while you're at the ocean, you could look at the waves. You could jump in and feel the waves. You can smell the sea air. You can touch the sand. And if you go for a swim, you might even taste the salt in your mouth. But, you know, when you tune in, you're actually really listening for all those, and actually, I guess, really slow down and be present to it. Because sometimes, like, when we eat really fast. Are we actually savoring the taste? Are we actually, it's one thing I noticed when I was in Greece, is that the flavors are so amazing that, you know, it's almost like you could feel the flavors in your mouth for ages after. And I really noticed how my senses over there when I ate was quite different to here. So back in New Zealand. So, like, it's really interesting, eh? It's like when we are in different environments, we feel and experience different things, and we can use those and savor those and just, you know, remind us to really, by tuning in, how the effect it can have and how we feel when we do that.
Yeah, connecting to our true authentic self, which we always say is the power of self-care.
Absolutely. So, you know, today we just want you to start thinking about the five senses, how you can bring maybe some of these things into your daily practices, because they are simple little things, from looking at a photo to listening to some music to going outside, touching a tree, smelling a flower. You know, I mean, they might sound small things, but we know that done regularly and combining them can be just such an easy way for you to bring more self-care into your day. And at the end of the day, that's what we're encouraging you to do. So be your own best practitioner by filling your days with the little subtle things for yourself. And just really be present and mindful to how much that can make a difference and have an impact on your life.
If you've loved listening to this podcast and you know someone who would benefit from the support that we provide, we would love for you to share this with someone that you know. To continue that ripple effect of being present and giving yourself the gift of time to fill your own cup. Remembering the small things done consistently create long-term effects for our health and wellness.